The following podcast is scheduled for one fall. From the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
From the heart of my apartment in historic downtown Cape Girardeau adjacent, this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted for Wednesday, March 18th. I am your host, the five-star man, Asa Gray, and I am doing this show solo. So if you're looking at the download and you're realizing, oh wow, this is a really, really short one, that's why. Shane and Allie Dalton all preoccupied handling their own things, but we still wanted to get something out for the week. Not a very newsworthy week, and I've kind of made the decision that I'm sure everyone is so sick of hearing about everything coronavirus related and I'm sure it's impacting your lives, it's impacting all of ours, and it's going to be, sometimes you just don't want to hear about it anymore. So I'm going to start the show with the big news of the rest of the news, essentially, because of all of the stories, the vast majority of them are directly resulted from COVID. So before I jump into everything, though, I'm going to take a brief moment and do a cheap plug for myself. Twitch.tv/the5starman. That's with the numeral 5. Tomorrow night, Thursday the 19th, I'm going to be playing through the Resident Evil 3 demo for the remake. And it's not going to be fun for me because we always make fun of Dalton for hating to play scary games and not watching scary movies and things like that. But I am just as big of a baby, if not more so. But he takes the pressure off of me. So it's going to be interesting. I will not finish it. Last night we beat Donkey Kong Country on the Super Nintendo. That was a lot of fun. Thank you to anybody who stopped by there. But, and then Friday, we're going the exact opposite direction. We're streaming Animal Crossing. New Horizons is out. And I want you guys to come and help me set up my town and get all this figured out. I've never played an Animal Crossing game before. So I'm really looking forward to jumping into that. But that's enough self-promotion. One final thing too, I know we have a lot of CCW fans who listen to this show, and of course, by now you've heard that March Malice 4, that was supposed to be in Delta this weekend on the 21st, has been canceled, of course, due to COVID concerns. This decision was not made easily. It was not made lightly. We understand that CCW is a great chance to escape for a lot of people, and it's a great chance to see, you know, a big group of friends, but ultimately safety is what's most important. And someone, I think it was a school superintendent, when he talked about closures of their schools, made what I thought was a really, really strong point of, we may never know if we're doing too much or we're being too cautious, but it would be, that's so much better than being very, very certain that we didn't do enough. So we just want to make sure everybody's safe. We want to make sure everybody's healthy. And so we're postponing that. As of right now, there's no information on Comic-Con or Super Show, but be sure to stay tuned to like the Facebook pages for both of those in case there are any announcements whenever those come to be. So, but that's going to be the housekeeping for us. And we'll move on to the non-corona related stories. And first thing that I want to talk about is I'm very, very excited. I just saw this Instagram post from Big E's account. And they are doing, it looks like this Saturday's episode of All That is going to be, which is on Saturday, March 21st, is going to feature the New Day. They posted a picture of the New Day all in their wrestling gear, all three of them, Kofi, Xavier, and Big E, holding up one of Kel Thompson's characters. Oh, it's Coach. He's got the weird hair, and I'm totally blanking on his name. But they're going to be on All That. All That was one of my favorite shows growing up. It was so much, it was hilarious. It was like little kids, Saturday Night Live, and I loved it. So, very excited that it's being brought back, and the New Day are, I've been very honest about and open about my absolute love of the New Day. I have a New Day blanket directly behind me, and they are my favorite tag team potentially of all time. So to see those two things come together is very, very exciting. So I can't wait to at least watch that segment. Hopefully that gets posted on like YouTube or something so I can actually end up seeing it. Next story we're going to talk about is just, this is more of something that I think is good news. It's so easy to hark on the negatives when you think of how, you know, we talk about how negative WWE can be, but they are allowing Impact Wrestling to use WWE, WWF footage of Ken Shamrock for his induction into the Hall of Fame. I got almost every word of that sentence wrong. I apologize for that. But Ken Shamrock going into the Impact Hall of Fame, and of course he had so much, he contributed so much to the early WWF days as well. Well, not early WWF days, but his early years transitioning from cage fighting to professional wrestling, and that was all happening in the WWF. So it makes a lot of sense for that history to be able to be included in his video package on top of the like really fun stuff he's been doing on Impact, which Impact as a whole has been really, really good lately, I thought. I'm very, very impressed. I like what they're doing with Joey Ryan and Rob Van Dam right now. Of course, I've been a fan of the team of Fall of Baugh and TJ Perkins for a little bit. I really like their dynamic. They are, I believe it's this week, they're going to be wrestling the North for the tag team titles. So, of course, they are back on Twitch after being banned. They're back. They've been back for a minute now. So, if you haven't been checking it out, and you know, it's a great time. You know, it's so accessible to go on Twitch. And, you know, when you follow the Impact Wrestling channel, of course, follow Five Star Man. I mean, what? No, we're not doing self-promotion anymore. Who said that? Thank you, though. I appreciate the plug. Let's see. In a bit of bad news, it looks like Monday night on Raw, Rezar from the Authors of Pain suffered a torn biceps. We don't have as far as I could tell, I double-checked before I started recording, we don't really have a time frame for how long he's going to be back, how long he's going to be out, but as weird as this WrestleMania will be, an injury during WrestleMania season is always terrible. Any injury, of course, is always terrible. We never want to see someone get hurt, but this is the worst time of year for that to happen. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with Occam. It's going to be interesting to see what, you know, one of my favorite things from Raw recently has been the Monday Night Messiah stuff. I'm loving Seth Rollins in this new pseudo cult leader role, and I've really been enjoying his work with Murphy and with the Authors of Pain, just those, that presence that they bring. You know, they're so big and so intimidating. I kind of assumed that they would end up being the ones to take the titles off the Street Profits, but now that's all, those plans are kind of up in the air, if those were even the plans to begin with, because, you know, there's no way of truly knowing. And let's see, some of these stories kind of, and it's so hard to just kind of separate everything because COVID has taken over so much and it impacts so many stories. It's really hard to separate some of these. So like Gronkowski is going to be hosting WrestleMania this year. That's his, you know, he signed with WWE. He's apparently going to be there on Friday night on SmackDown, but we don't, so to kind of explain his role, but also with the changes to WrestleMania that we now know about, it's hard to talk about. So, that, I guess I'll leave it at that for right now before we get into the main WrestleMania talk. But Rob Gronkowski, former player for the New England Patriots, is going to be hosting WrestleMania this year, both nights. Stay tuned. We'll get into that. And the other thing that really kind of ties into the rest of it is that we have two new entrants into the Hall of Fame class this year. The Hall of Fame has, of course, been postponed till later in the year, but we do know that the British Bulldog and Jushin Thunder Liger are both the newest entrants into the 2020 Hall of Fame class for the WWE Hall of Fame. Of course, both super deserving. You know, Jushin Thunder Liger is a person being inducted who isn't necessarily had a WWE, WWF Hall of Fame career. He had a professional wrestling Hall of Fame career. You look at what he means to Japan, you look at what he means to so many guys who are wrestling today. He paved the way for so many high flyers and just so, even Finn Balor, I'm spacing on the name of his demon because like the how few times he actually brought it out. He brought it out relatively recently, just not too long before he retired. But Jushin Thunder Liger's fingerprints are all over the DNA of wrestling today as we know it. So it's great to see him. And of course, the British Bulldog coming in as well. Very, very excited to see. These are all speeches that I'm excited to see who is inducting them and when, what speeches they can give for them. And I think I'm trying to look at my list here. My microphone is actually, because I'm also, like I said, recording this from home. So I think that is all of our non... One more thing that I do want to mention, it is coronavirus related, but with the spread, with the, you know, we're in the middle of a global pandemic, literally. It's been ruled a pandemic. It is a very big deal. It's affecting many, many people from all over the country, all walks of life. But if you're a pro wrestling fan and you're a fan of the independent circuit, and if you're following various wrestlers, companies, promotions on Twitter, on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, any of that, you know how this is affecting the independent scene specifically. It is absolutely heartbreaking to see these men and women who have put all of their chips, they've doubled down, you know, they have given their lives. This is their sole source of income. This is all that they do. And now these shows are being canceled. You know, we had CCW, we had to cancel our show. And that affects, you know, everybody on that card, both in ring, ownership, behind the scenes, everyone is affected by this. But to see so many people struggling, it's heartbreaking. It's absolutely heartbreaking. So I just want to say that this is a amazing time that if there is someone that you, if there is a company or a wrestler or someone specific that you really, really like, you really, really enjoy, and you have the means to do it, this is a fantastic opportunity to go to a Pro Wrestling Tees store or to order a show on internetwrestling.tv, independent wrestling TV, sorry. You know, if you had tickets to an event, I've seen some companies post about, you know, hold on to those tickets and they'll be good. Some certain companies are doing this. You know, if you had tickets for an event that was canceled, those tickets will then go, you will be able to use those at a future event. Or, you know, some companies are even asking people, you know, hey, if you really want to support the company, if you don't ask for a refund, you know, that goes a long way for them. So, you know, if there is a company that you love, if there's a wrestler that you love, and like I said, if you have the means, this is a fantastic opportunity to show a little bit of love, buy some merch, buy a cameo. I know some people are doing that, but the story, this isn't just me, you know, rambling about it. The big story is that Mustafa Ali and Jon Moxley, as well as others, you know, major stars, have not stepped forward and done it publicly, but have been supporting certain companies as well. Mustafa Ali is taking care of Freelance Wrestling right now. He made a tweet about that. Jon Moxley contributed to several GoFundMes that were started for certain companies, because a lot of these shows, specifically WrestleMania weekend, it's a lot of money to run shows, and it's a lot of money down. And when those shows don't happen, you can't sell tickets, you can't sell merchandise. That money's just gone. And it's looking at social media and looking at these companies talk, the number of companies that go show by show, that, you know, they pay for the next show on the show they just held, it's staggering. And, you know, there's a lot of companies that won't recover from this. There's a lot of independent companies that will be forced to shut their doors. So for people like Jon Moxley, for people like Mustafa Ali, who are better off, who are more well off to step up and kind of try to support who they can, where they can, it's incredible to see. And, you know, I wanted to spotlight that as one really, really good thing that is happening. It's making the best of an absolutely unthinkable situation that we're all going through right now. So, but as of now, this is going to be, I know I've already been talking about it, so that didn't work. This is why I'm a terrible host. Like, I need someone to rein me in or be like, nope, you've already broken your own rules. But, moving on to the major stories, the biggest ones for, especially concerning coronavirus, is we know that WrestleCon has finally announced that they are canceling. And I'm glad that this story turned around, because originally it looked like the hotel, I think it was Marriott, was going to not refund them their money and was going to say that they still owed them more than $100,000, because it wasn't the government, it wasn't the state, it wasn't the city that canceled the event. It was the fact that because WrestleMania is no longer happening in Tampa, no one's going to be going to Tampa, so not the ticket sales for WrestleCon were going to be abysmal. Like, no one was, all those trips are going to be canceled. All of the out of country people were not going to be able to fly into the country and, you know, with the social distancing thing, people aren't going to be able to attend. So, but they were saying because it wasn't shut down by the state or the local government, that they weren't eligible to receive, I guess, their deposits back or however it goes. But it looks like that they were able to work things out. It looks like WrestleCon isn't going to take that massive, massive hit, which is really, really great to see. But it is still very, very unfortunate that WrestleCon is canceling. If you've listened to the show and you've heard me talk about it before, you know how excited I was for TNA, No Place Like Home, that was attached to WrestleCon. That's no longer happening, clearly. And I said it on Twitter, but if it turns out they were able to book Monty Brown, they need to keep that under wraps. I do not want to know that. I can't handle that level of heartbreak to know that we could have had it and now it's gone. So ideally we don't hear any other news about it, because I would not be okay, even remotely. The next story about it is ROH has canceled all of their events through May 31st. That, of course, could extend. We don't really know. They're going to have to just wait and see. Right now, certain states, like I think California, it's like a mandatory curfew. The federal government has said that they advise no more than 10 people in a closed space. Certain states are limiting it to 50. And these wrestling shows, as we've seen for SmackDown and NXT and Raw, and now AEW tonight, which I watched a little bit of AEW. The Cody promo was really, really good. They did it in an interesting way that I thought worked. I don't know if it's sustainable really long term. It'll be interesting to see how they play with it. But if you haven't seen any of these shows, if you're kind of a lapsed fan and you just listen to the show to keep up with the news, I definitely recommend you go out of your way to find some of these shows to watch them, because they're kind of fascinating to see. So check those out. But ROH is canceling all of their events through May 31st. Potentially longer. We'll just have to wait and see what the state of the world is at that point to see what happens. Of course, as I mentioned, AEW has moved to a closed set. They seem like they're going to still be doing the Blood and Guts match beyond, but in, you know, no audience, that's going to be at a closed set as well. So that'll be very, very interesting. We talked about a little bit earlier that the Hall of Fame has been postponed. It will no longer be happening WrestleMania weekend. I've seen rumors that it might get pushed to SummerSlam, which I think would also be a fitting time. You know, SummerSlam and WrestleMania being the two biggest shows of the year. And if you can't do it at Mania, SummerSlam is a natural fit. And then NXT TakeOver has been outright canceled. It's just not going to happen. So the curse of Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano will just not get a... That feud will never end, because they will never be able to just wrestle one-on-one in that meaningful blow-off match, no matter how badly they want it, no matter how badly we want it. It's just not the cards right now. So that's a real bummer. So much of this is it's so just heartbreaking. You know, I've said that a lot this episode, but man, it makes you realize just how trivial some things are. And I don't know, I'm very, very humbled when I see so many people struggling with things. And I know that I'm very, very, I'm incredibly fortunate in that I have a good job. You know, my work isn't closing, for better or worse. We're going in every day. And so it's not really affecting me, but to see so many people be affected, and it's sobering. It's incredible. So, you know, all the best to everybody out there listening to this. Hope, you know, I know we like to think that, you know, we're a release. You can go and listen and kind of just, we goof around for a little bit, but it's real and it's out there and it's, I don't know. I'm rambling again. I'm going to move on. And let's see. That's about that. I should have been deleting these notes as I go, and I haven't been. So again, if you're still listening to this, just bless you. Bless you, child. I don't know what I did to deserve you. Oh, we got WrestleCon has been canceled. ROH is canceled. AEW's moved to their closed set. It looks like that is going to be it up until here. The main event, the biggest news of the week by far, is that WrestleMania is not canceled. WrestleMania is not postponed, but it will no longer be from Tampa. It will no longer be live in front of an audience. Instead, and as of just a few hours ago, WrestleMania is now going to be a two-night event between Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be at the Performance Center. It is not going to be in front of a crowd, of course. And we know now that Rob Gronkowski is... Gronk? It's Gronk. I don't know how to say his real name. I think that's just why he calls himself Gronk, is because he's not entirely sure either. But Gronk is going to be hosting both days. He mentioned on his Twitter post announcing it that they're going to kind of expand on that idea on SmackDown this week. So that'll be interesting. I'm excited to see how they do it, because not only is it going to be 2 days, it's going to be across multiple locations. And I don't know what that means. I'm assuming it's because, like, these, you know, 50-person limits, that they're going to have to split the crew, because WWE, of course, is a huge operation with a huge roster. And, you know, the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, if they do that this year, is going to violate those terms. Like, you can have three cameramen and two announcers, and that's it. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do this. I love the idea of WrestleMania being split between 2 days, because those 8-hour shows are grueling. You know, even if everything was normal, even if we were in the perfect ideal world and everything was just back to normal, those 8-hour shows are a drag sometimes. Like, there's only, even if they're great, you are exhausted, like, and you still have 3 hours left. So, two nights is a great idea. I know Wrestle Kingdom just did that. Did they just do that, or are they doing it this year? They just did it. They just did it, because it was the champion versus champion match. So, I'm super excited to see how this shakes out. I'm kind of curious to see how this goes. And elephant in the room, WrestleMania with no crowd is weird. Raw and SmackDown were weird. And it's not going to feel like WrestleMania. There's just no way it will. I've seen a couple people talk about they need to cancel it, they need to postpone it, and, like, I understand that thought, but we don't know when anything's going to be coming back to normal. We don't know when we're going to be having these events. You can bet your bottom dollar that the first, live event that features a crowd, and then the crowd can buy tickets to, and they're going to have it, that is going to be a WrestleMania caliber show. They are going to pull out all the stops. It's going to be insane. For WWE, for AEW, for everyone. Like, once shows can start running again, all bets are off. And I'm very, very excited for not just that time to come, because, of course, I want things to get back to normal, but because I can't wait to see what crazy stuff happens when that goes down. But so we don't know when, so you can't really put a timer on that and say, okay, well, now WrestleMania is no longer going to be the first weekend of April. It's now going to be, you know, end of July, or whenever it would be. But also, what do you do with the TV time? Like, how do you try to extend AJ Styles versus The Undertaker? Do you try to hold off on Edge's in-ring return? Because that feud has already become so personal. That promo that Edge cut to an empty arena was amazing on Monday. But at the same time, I get it, because, man, Edge's first match back in 10 years, and there's not going to be a soul in there as a fan? That doesn't seem right. That just doesn't feel right. So this is an impossible situation that they're in. I am not going to criticize anybody for having to do this. I would have criticized them if I thought that they were just going to do it as normal, because I think that's heavily irresponsible. But for trying to postpone or trying to delay or cancel, you know, there's no answer. I cannot even begin to try to pitch an idea of how that would work. So I can't imagine how much extra work is going into all of these shows and how much extra time and energy is being spent. And it's insane to think about. There was an idea that got floated by Reddit that I really, really loved, which was WWE could, now that there is no live audience, not do it necessarily, like, not, maybe not do it live, like, pre-record some of the matches, but do it kind of Lucha Underground style. Film it like a TV show, film it like a movie with edits. So, like, if someone slips off of a rope, okay, well, go back, redo it, and then you can just recut it to where you would never tell. And then you have matches that are, you know, there's no botches in matches, but it would look really weird, but not necessarily in a bad way. And I think that could be super fun. One of the arguments I've seen against it, though, is, you know, look at the number of alleged disgruntled employees that WWE has. And man, can you imagine a world that WrestleMania is on Sunday and Friday night the card leaks? Well, it's Saturday and Sunday, but like Friday, Thursday, all of the matches are spoiled, because that's a very real possibility. But I like the idea. I would love for them to experiment with that. And I think that there's no time like the present. But at the same time, I don't know, man. Part of wrestling is that it is live, and that it is, anything could happen. So, man, what a tough position that they're in. My tweet of the week, though, comes from CM Punk, where he talks about, finally, WrestleMania, where they won't boo Roman in the main event or chant my name. That's funny. It's true. It's funny. It's a little shitty, but it's funny. I enjoyed that. Also, real quick, this should have been at the beginning of the show, so if you know someone who stopped listening, not because I'm terrible, but because the coronavirus talk they didn't want to listen through, Matt Hardy, potentially not with anyone, like potentially going back to WWE. WWE tweeted a weird upside down backwards message that the truth is out, or the truth is coming, or I don't remember what it was, but the H, and it was supposed to be a W, but it was upside down, so it looked like an M. The H and the M were capitalized. And then Matt Hardy put out a tweet that also had a capitalized H and an M. And I don't think the newest issue or newest episode of Free the Delete is out yet. I'm not sure. I meant to look into that. I was watching, so I know he is not. I know the reveal of the Exalted One happened tonight. I thought it was super cool. I'm not going to spoil it, other than saying it's not Matt Hardy. So I thought that was really, really great. Cody's promo was really, really great. But what a wild time, and what a perfect opportunity this would be to use the Hardy compound at its fullest for WrestleMania, being if it's pre-recorded, if they try to shoot separate things, if it's going to be spread across multiple nights. I think that could be interesting, maybe, if he is even going back. No one knows, and he loves that. He loves the fact that we're talking about this right now. He loves the fact that everyone's like, wait, so the Young Bucks were on his YouTube channel, and then he's not signing with AEW? What's going on? Although, I started recording this, and AEW was still happening, so it's a very real possibility that he showed up tonight, because that's what happened to me last week, when I was like, oh, I don't think Jake the Snake Roberts' client is going to be Lance Archer, because he already got a video package. And then Shannon looked it up, and during the show, and he's like, oh, I know who it is. And I told him not to tell me. As soon as the show ended, he's like, yeah, it was Lance Archer. So, shows what I know. I'm a dummy. Why are you listening to me? I don't know. I ask myself that often. But I think that's going to do it for us. That's the major news. Everything's been dominated by COVID stories, things shutting down, things being postponed. I will ask you one last time, please, 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 if you are able, if you have the means, you know, support your favorite independent wrestler, support your favorite independent company. And, you know, I know that they would, even if it is just a positive message, even if it is just a tweet saying, hey, I know stuff is not going great, but, you know, you've made me a big fan. Anything like that, good thoughts, good vibes, prayers if that's your thing, but I know they could appreciate it. It's times like this that we really, really do need to just stick together and be there for each other. And, you know, I hope that's kind of why I wanted to do this show tonight by myself. Even though, you know, Shannon and Allie and Dalton aren't here with me, I wanted to just be able to put something out there. Like, I wanted to let you guys know, especially the ones who stuck with me for this almost 30 minutes, dear Lord. Thank you so much. You truly, truly do mean the world to me. And you mean the world to all of us at Podzilla and at CCW as well. I can say that with full confidence that, you know, none of this would be happening if it wasn't for you guys, if it wasn't for you all. And so that means a lot. And hopefully we can, especially here at Podzilla and myself, hopefully I can, you know, put something out there that you can enjoy to maybe take your mind off of things for just a little bit. So until next time, I'm not sure what the Thursday show is going to look like. I know we'll be back for Nerd Up on Monday. Tuesday, I believe, is the return of the Hype Train and the return of Trevor Camp. He's got a night off, and we are going to take him, and we are going to put him in front of a microphone, and we are going to talk about positive things, dang it, and what things that we're excited about right now. So that's going to be on Tuesday. Of course, again, tomorrow night, Thursday the 19th, I am going to be streaming at twitch.tv/thefivestarman. I'm doing Resident Evil 3 remake demo. I'm dreading that. I really wish I hadn't agreed to do that, but this is the world we live in now. And then on Friday, the 20th, Animal Crossing is coming out, and I'm going to stream Animal Crossing. And I would love for you guys to come hang out on my island. Let me know what I'm doing wrong. Let me know what I'm doing right. Give me some good ideas, because I am going to need them. I am not creative. So until then, everybody, thank you again just so much for tuning in here. Much shorter episode, but this is going to kind of counter the scales to how many times we went an hour and a half, and 2 hours. And thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for your continued support. And let me know how I did. Let me know what I need to work on. I want to do better, because like that's going to help me with my streaming and just, you know, doing more hosting things in general. I would love to know what I need to do better. So as long as you're nice about it, like, don't be a jerk. Please don't be a jerk. I can't handle it. I'm a baby. It'll be bad. But until next time, thank you guys so much. You all very much mean the absolute world to me.